Amen, amen. As we enter year 8, I believe we are 8 years old in 4 days. God is taking us to a familiar passage of scripture this morning, you all. So we're going to the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. Familiar to us, but let's see what God is going to do with it, because we can look at the same word and God can speak something different. Hallelujah. So when you found Isaiah, which is in the Old Testament, kind of in the middle of your Bible, I ask that you turn to chapter 43 of Isaiah. Thank you, God, for your word in advance. Isaiah chapter 43, starting with verse 18, and we're just going to read two verses, 18 and 19. Hallelujah, God. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19, found in the New King James Version. So I ask that you follow along with me and let's see what God is going to do on this day. Hallelujah. And it reads this way for our church. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. You may be seated. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. God's message for the church. I just want to talk to you a few minutes about God is doing a new thing. Amen. Our God is doing a new thing. That's what we're going to talk about. And you may have heard it before, but God said, despite that, I'm doing a new thing. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, help me. As many of you know, November 7th was our church's 8th birthday. Amen. November 7th. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And God allowed us to have a revival. Hallelujah. The week before. Yes. Prior to that date to celebrate what he has done for us. How he has provided for us. How he has protected us. And how he has shown favor towards us for 8 years. And to prepare us for the upcoming year with great expectation. See, I don't know whether you were here for the revival, but many of us were revived again and convicted to keep on pressing for our God. Hallelujah. Yes. See, God has done great things for us. But God is saying to us this morning, I'm about to do a new thing. As we enter into this new season of God's grace and God's mercy and God's favor towards us, I am just so excited and delighted about what God has shown me for the future, church. So let us go to this book of Isaiah and listen carefully, because I believe it's a word for all of us. Isaiah, the prophet, speaking from with the Spirit of the Lord to the church. And I still believe this word is relevant for us. Written by this prophet, Isaiah was calling Judah back to God to tell them about God's salvation, even the salvation to the through the Messiah. So if you read this entire book, and yes, it's a long book of the Bible, but we are told that the key verse in this book is, "But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed." Are you familiar with that word? See, Isaiah is writing to God's chosen people. If you read this story, it's during a bleak time in their history. They're in captivity, you all. They had lost everything. They were enslaved to Babylon. And Isaiah was prompted by God to prophesy to his people. He was telling them what thus says the Lord. So if you reflect on just this one chapter, God said to them, he knew how they were feeling. He says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you." He said, "I'll tell them this. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not oversweep you. Isaiah, tell my people that when you walk through the fire, they will not be burned. For I am the Lord their God. They do not have to be afraid because I'm with them." God was encouraging his people through this prophet. Yeah, you may know something about that. They had sinned against God in captivity. Enslaved, but God wanted to encourage them even in the middle of their mess, you all. In the middle of our mess, God still encourages us. He said, during this season, let them know I'm making a way to set them free, to bring them out of bondage. God said, "I am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no other. I am God. I am your way maker. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on your past experience. See, I'm doing a new thing for you. I'm gonna make a way for you in your desert places." Still relevant to us, but Isaiah at the time was talking to the captives. Many of God's people, let's be real, in the church are in captivity in various ways, in bondage for various reasons. Some because they are just outside of the will of God. In bondage by drugs. In bondage because of alcohol. In bondage because of addictions. In bondage because of unforgiveness, bitterness, depression. In bondage because of anger, debt, abuse, grief, injustice. I'm talking about the people of God. In bondage because of pornography, toxic relationships, and many of the traps of the enemy. In bondage. Lost in a bleak place. Stuck in bondage. But God's word is for us. And he says, you are approaching a new season. I don't know who he's talking about, but I'm doing a new thing for you. See, I see what you're going through, but in this season, I'm going to do something new for you. If you believe it, let the believer say amen. I'm going to do a new thing in your church. I'm going to do a new thing in your life, but you must believe it. God is saying to us, new opportunities, new mercies. Greatness is ahead if you seek me first. See, sometimes we expect God to do things for us, but we're not seeking his will. We're not walking in his word. But he says, this is a new season. I will do a new thing if you put me first in your life. He's told us last week what he said. He said, you have a charge to keep and you have a God to glorify. That means you must glorify him in all you do, in all you say, in all your decisions, and watch him change things for you. God said, I'm going to do greater for you because you are chosen. You are chosen. You are chosen. Do you believe it this morning? The word for us is, if in order for you to embrace this new thing God has for you, he says you must change your focus. You must quit looking behind you, regretting past experiences, focusing on what used to be. He said we must start looking ahead to the future. For example, I know you can relate to this. If you're driving and you continuously look in the rearview mirror, you are destined to crash. You have to forget about the former things God said. I'm doing a new thing. I want you to look to your future. Forget about the things of the past. And expect and accept the new things God is doing for you. Amen. And allow our focus needs to be on the future, on Jesus, what he's able to do and what he said he will do for you. If you agree with me this morning, let the believer say amen. This is not for everybody. Let the believer say amen. See, in year 8, God is saying to the church, I want you to focus on my word, on my promises. See, there is power in the word of God. Anybody know about that? There is power in this word. There is victory in this word of God. It is deliverance in this word of God. So God say, focus. There is healing in this word. It's forgiveness in this word. So God say, focus. Hallelujah. Church, all we need is to be found. Everything we need is in the word of God, can be found. That's what I want to tell you. Anything you need is in this word of God, the holy word of God. How to be a representative of Christ. How to live victorious is in the word. How to live abundantly is in the word, you all. So God is saying to us, get into the word and watch me do a new thing. Watch me do the miraculous in your life, people of God. See, in this new church year, God is saying, truly, no time for playing church. No time for looking holy. Yeah. It's time for the people of God to seek my word through my through their instruction manual. And follow the directions and follow the instructions. We should not make any decisions for our church and in our lives without God. We should seek him for his godly wisdom. The Bible says even if you lack wisdom, ask of God. He will give to you generously. If you don't know what to do, ask God. He will tell you. He will order your steps. But when you ask, you must believe him and not doubt. Come on, you know the word that doubt is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person, if you doubt, will not receive anything from God. He's like a double-minded person, unstable in all his ways. You don't want to be unstable, do you? Believe the word, trust the word, walk in the word, and watch God do a new thing for you. Are you tired of the way things used to be in your life? Are you tired of some people from your past? But God said, this day, if you commit to me, I'm going to do a new thing for you. God is saying to our church, I don't want just bits and pieces of your lives. You're trying to fit me in your busy schedule. God is saying no. He said, I want you to surrender all to me. Give me all of yourself, your spirit, your heart, your mind, your body. I want it all. Are you willing to say, yes, Lord, I surrender to you. Not my way, God, but your will be done in my life. If you'll believe that word, and if you're willing, let the believer say, amen. He wants us to trust him, to walk with him based on his word and his will. And you all may have heard me say that. And why is God telling us this again? We haven't gotten it right yet. So he loves us so that he's still waiting on us to say, yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, Lord, to your way. Yes, Lord, I will trust you with my life and obey. I will surrender all. We are to give him our everything. Isn't that hard? With all this glittery stuff all around us, all the temptations, God is saying, you need to transform your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you must renew daily. You can't leave your Bible in your car at church and come back the next Sunday. God said, you need to open this word daily and renew your mind. Holy Spirit, thank you, God. Thank you, God. This is a challenge to the church. But God has said he's called Abundant Life to be different, to make a difference in the world. So we can't do it without the word. Amen. We cannot do it without the word. God is saying to someone here this morning, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, discover and acknowledge what God wants for you and from you, and operate in that purpose. He said, you have been doing things your way, but now is your season to move into your purpose. See, what is for you is for you. And God is saying, I'm going to do a new thing for you. See, you don't have to be worried about who's sitting to your right or to your left or what they're doing, but you need to focus on the word of God for you. Open your spiritual ears and get your direction. And God is saying, I'm going to do a new thing for you. What do you see when you view your life? Do you see possibilities? When you look at your life, do you see potential or do you see problems? Notice what God is saying in his morning scripture. I am going to make a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. I don't know where your desert place is, but God is saying, I am the way maker. I will make a way in the desert for you. I will bring you out. I will bring you through your desert experience. The people of Israel, they could view their past and their problems, the problems of their present. Sometimes we get focused on all the wrong things that's going on in our lives. They could focus in, or they could just focus and accept what God was saying to them. I'm going to do a new thing. I'm going to take you out of that desert place. But they began to, I don't know what they end up doing, but they got out of there. Amen. If you read the story. In order to discover what God has for us, we must first see ourselves as God sees us. God is saying to us, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and do you no harm. plans to give you hope in a future. Forget about the naysayers. They have something to say negative about everybody. God says, I know the plans I have for you. You're a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You have the victory if you believe it. You can be whole if you believe this word, healed and delivered, set free. See, you're more than conquerors through him who strengthens us. But you got to get this word in your soul, in your spirit, and operate on it, because people will cast you down.
Yes, they will.
But you must believe who God say you are. The children of Israel felt as though they were getting just what they deserved. They had sinned against God. They were in prison. They had done wrong. And sometimes we feel the same way. God, I've messed up. God, I'm in this place because of what I did. But the word of God tells us that he shows us new mercies every day. The songwriter said, morning by morning, new mercies I see. Truly, it's because of God's mercy, you all, that we're not consumed. Because of his compassion, we are not failing, you all. Forget about your past. Leave it behind. God said to someone, let it go. I'm doing a new thing in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, help me try to wind it up. The word of God tells us, therefore, for those of you that beat yourselves up, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Let the believers say amen today.
Amen.
No condemnation. Expect greatness in your life. Expect our loving God to use you to be a blessing to others when you focused on him. Be mindful, God has already set in motion, hallelujah, the events and the people who will lead Israel out of their captivity. And I just believe God has set in place some things for us to show us the way out of our desert. I don't know who's in the desert this morning. But you have to be ready to change. You must be ready to follow his word and follow his will. If they refused what God was offering them, they would get stuck there. Same thing with us. If we don't accept what God offers us, we'll be doing the same old thing over and over and over again. But God is saying to someone, this is a new day. I'm doing a new thing in you. Forget about your past. Holy Spirit, help me get over this. Hallelujah. God has already set in motion a new direction and a new purpose for your life. Will you accept it? A new direction for our church. The question is, will we follow him? Will we trust him in this year 8? Will we, as a body of Christ, put our faith into action? Will we walk into our destiny trusting God? The Apostle Paul said this, forgetting what is behind. Can you forget that old stuff? And straining towards what is ahead. I press towards the goal to win the prize which God really has laid up for me. Are you ready to press? Do we have any pressers in the house? Are you ready to put your faith into action, people of God? See, I'm pressing on. Somebody said, an upward way.
Yeah.
But God is doing a new thing. But see, we have to accept it. He's done all these great things for us. But we have to accept it. Accept it. God is saying to us, you may not even understand what's going on all around you. Even in your church. Your personal lives. You don't understand it. But he's saying to someone, with all the confusion, do you trust me? Will you trust me? No matter what it looks like, will you trust me? He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Will you trust me when people go in and out of your life? When you're in financial challenges, God is saying, will you trust me? He said, you may not understand what's going on when people are falling away. When you go through so much with people and it doesn't look quite right with your physical eyes. He's saying, will you still trust me? He's saying to someone, I am still God. I am still sovereign. I am still the way maker. Hallelujah. Nothing catches me by surprise. Come on, Holy Spirit. Will you believe that God is working things out for your good, no matter what it looks right now, what it looks like? Because we have to stand on the word that says, for we know that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord. But see, you have to believe it. You have to believe it. This will not work for you if you don't believe it. I can stand here every Sunday and declare what thus says the Lord. But if you don't believe it, it's not going to work for you. Let the believer say amen. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm doing a new thing. I'm making a way out of no way. I'm bringing you out of the desert. I'm bringing you out of your dry place. I'm bringing you out of your wilderness. God said, I'm fixing some things that you didn't even know needed to be fixed. I'm making a way out of the desert for you. I don't know who he's talking to, but he keeps giving me the same word. I am bringing you out. I'm doing a new thing. Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? He doesn't faint and he doesn't get weary, you all. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. That's our God. Yes, he does. And to those who have no might, those that are in the desert, those that are in a dry place, he gives strength to them. The Bible says even our youth shall grow faint and weary, and the young men will utterly fall. But those who wait, trust in the Lord, shall renew their strength. See, God said, I'm doing a new thing. Yeah, I see what you're going through. Trust me. Trust me. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be faint. Hallelujah. The issue is you must believe this. You must believe it. It's not going to work if you don't believe it. You believe that God loves you so much that he's just making a way for you. What do we say? He's a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. He's our light in our dark places. So we have to believe it, for he is our God and we are his people. He's saying to someone today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your heart, but listen to my voice. Trust me and watch me do a new thing in your life. Amen. He's speaking to someone this morning. So I'm so glad, people of God, God is making a way for us to press towards year 9. I'm so glad that God is making a way in the members of the church, their lives. And he's doing a new thing. He's building you up. He's empowering you to walk in your purpose. But you must believe it and accept it. See, church, I am excited and I'm delighted that we're on this journey with the Lord, our Lord and Savior, that we can live abundantly. I am just that excited for you. But will you say yes to God? Yes. I'm excited. I'm trying to close. I am excited what God has shown me for this new year coming. We can be more effective evangelists. God said it. Yes, he did. He said we're going outside these walls and we're going to feed the hungry and the homeless. God is saying I'm doing a new thing. The children's ministry will grow. We will bless our children. Hallelujah. I'm excited and I'm delighted. God is doing a new thing in our church, you all. I don't know about you, But we're going to be more effective disciples. Hallelujah. We're going out and we're going to change our communities and the world. We're going to change our families. Is anybody with me this morning? Because I get excited when God said, it's so. It is so. I am going to do it for abundant life if they follow my will. God has said, I'm equipping you all for service. To turn some things around in the communities where our children are dying. I am equipping you in this new year. I'm doing a new thing in abundant life and in the lives of our people. Ask, hallelujah, God. But you must believe this. He said, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, pray about it. And watch me change things. Watch me change things. See, I'm looking forward to the miracles in our church. Amen. God said, I'm doing a new thing in abundant life. You're going to see healing like never before in your church. God is saying you're going to see deliverance in your church like never before. Hallelujah. I'm doing a new thing, abundant life. I'm going to break some chains in your church. That's what he's saying. I'm doing a new thing, abundant life. People will get rid of their addiction. Hallelujah. Their depression. I'm doing a new thing, abundant life. Hallelujah. You're going to be set free in your dry places. God said, I'm doing a new thing. He said, watch people be set free of their debt. Watch people be set free of injustice. Watch people be set free of pornography. Watch them be set free of the traps of the enemy. Abundant life, if you follow my word, my will, I'm doing a new thing for you. That's a word of God for the people of God. I don't know about you, but someone knows what I'm talking about. God said last week, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. He wants us to be different, abundant life. As I truly try to close now, he's saying to someone, you've tried it your way. Let go of all that old stuff and recognize that victory belongs to Jesus. And watch me do a new thing in your life. Hallelujah. 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 Let us praise him. In advance, if anybody has heard anything, let us begin to praise him. See, praise is what I do. Because I understand when the praises go up, the blessings drip down to God's people. See, praise is what I do, you all. You all know that I love this song. I just want to praise him forever and ever for all that he's done for me. I don't know about you all. See, we have greatness in our future, but it's up to you whether you're going to receive it. See, I just want to praise him. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's thank him in advance for what he's going to do in our church. Amen. Stand all over the sanctuary. We're going to praise God in here.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to praise you, God. Oh, yes, I do, God, for the new things. I've seen them in the spirit, God.
Just wanna praise.
Hallelujah.
Forever.
Thank you, God.
And ever. And ever.
For all.
You've done for me.
Any praises in here? This is for the praises, you all. Excuse us.
Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to praise you.
Accept your new thing.
Forever.
And praise him.
And ever.
And ever. Yeah, God. Thank you, God.
Blessings and glory and honor.
And honor, God.
They all belong
to you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For blessing me.
morning. Glory
and honor,
say it
all belong to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to praise you forever.
Thank you, God.
And ever.
Thank you, God.
And ever.
Thank you for the new thing, God. Bring it down a little bit. We have to remember, we have to open the door of the church. But I just want to praise him forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The door of the church is open. Does everybody know Jesus? Believe Jesus. Accepted Jesus as your Savior. To order your steps, is anybody here that has not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? I said, don't go home without him. Is everybody in this place saved? Is everybody saved? If so, let the church say hallelujah. The question is, does everybody have a church home? Does everybody have a home where you can come and just worship and praise God, and we'll just love on you? We'll pray with you. We'll cry with you. We'll celebrate with you. But we all need a home. A home is a safe place where you can go and people love you. No matter who you are and what you've done, we'll still love you. I'm going to take another moment with that. Does everybody have a home? Does everybody have a home? Does everybody have a church home? Don't look to your right or to your left. You know in your heart whether you have a home where you can come, where people will teach you the word of God. Preach the word of God. Be with you in those desert places. Be with you in the wilderness. Does everybody have a church home? We'll open the altar for prayer. Amen. Does anybody want to talk to God? Anybody? God, help me be all that you've called me to be.